Dan Soudness as a Blue Ribbon Bank by Barrett Bank Inc.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with a couple of gentlemen from Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. Appreciate both of them stopping by today, Dr. Jamie McTee and also physical therapist Chad Joyce. And you have some new things going on over there, and I guess I'll have Dr. McAtee start things off for us.
Well, thanks, Kathy. Thanks for having Chad and I on your show this morning. And we do. We've tried to kind of stay current with whatever we do, whether it's non-surgical treatment of musculoskeletal disease or surgical treatment of those. And a couple of things that we focused on lately have been the non-surgical side of things. So in our physical therapy department, we've added blood flow restriction rehabilitation, and we've also added, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, and then we've also added DARI, which is a motion analysis piece of equipment that is markerless, which is unique because a lot of these systems, you have to put on those special suits. You've seen the little reflectors on those suits. They use them like when they do the NBA video game, or they do FIFA soccer video game. They actually put those suits on the actual people that they're going to try and project onto the screen. And those suits have little reflectors. What this system does is it uses 9 cameras to basically take somebody through about a 5-minute motion analysis and looks at how their ankle moves, how their knee moves, how their hip moves, the position of their back and their balance. So really 2 pieces of equipment and 2 technologies that are cutting edge really, we feel like is going to benefit our patients across all spectrums.
And Chad, you know, as physical therapy manager there at the center, this has to be exciting news for you. And in glancing at some of the background, apparently, you're the only physical therapy clinic in the region to offer this. So that's pretty big stuff.
Yeah, it's very neat. And thanks again, Kathy, for having us here. I'll talk first a little bit about the blood flow restriction rehabilitation. That's a system that we've actually been utilizing now for, I don't know, half a year at least. It's not new technology, but it's newer to our facility. And, we're very proud to have that as, one of the only people in the region to have it. What it is basically is it's a tool that allows us to give the patient a more intense type of workout, utilizing much lower resistance values. And so for us to really gain muscle strength, to keep it simple, we need to push that individual muscle group or groups to a level of high intensity workout. And therefore, the physiological processes of breakdown and healing and muscle recovery. Unfortunately, in a lot of injured individuals or even in post-surgical scenarios, It's unsafe, or it wouldn't be indicated for us to apply heavy loads. So, the blood flow restriction, it's a personalized tourniquet system. It measures and monitors you as an individual, and then applies an occlusion pressure, and so we block blood flow to the extremity while then challenging that certain muscle group, and so the muscle basically appreciates a high intensity workout because it's being starved of oxygen, and so we can use really low resistance values and get this high intensity workout, and then the gains from that.
And who does that, I mean, talk about some of the patients this would really be helpful for and who you're using it with.
Well, it has applications to both the upper extremity and the lower extremity, but I mean, it would be easiest to think about for people who have a weight-bearing restriction or just are unsafe in the early stages postoperatively, perhaps when they don't have muscle function so that they can be stable doing some exercises. So it has many, many applications. To name a few, you know, our ACL reconstructions. We often have a hard time applying heavy enough loads early on to the knee. It's uncomfortable. It's painful. So we can apply the BFR and use even the weight of the extremity, the leg, or a light ankle weight and achieve the same results of, again, that higher intensity workout. I've used it a lot in our ankle and foot surgeries or injuries because often weight bearing is painful. And so then to apply even body weight is not indicated sometimes. So again, we can occlude the blood flow, use the BFR, and put a light weight or TheraBand and move the ankle in certain directions and, again, achieve that high-intensity workout.
Dr. McAtee, it's just amazing all the different advancements we're seeing. I mean, technologically, there's just so many new things out there.
Yeah, there are. And you know, to go a little further with Chad's explanation of the BFR, where it's really taken off a lot is in the elite athletes. So a lot of the NFL teams, NBA teams use this in their athletes trying to recover from a minor injury even. And a lot of whether it's weight bearing or whether it's pain inhibition that blocks their ability to exercise, that BFR allows them to get the max workout with less weight on the extremity. And we think there's benefit even in our total joint patients, you know, somebody recovering from a knee replacement that, you know, it just hurts for them to try and strengthen their thigh muscle, and that pain can slow the rehab. Well, if we can gain the same exercise workout with less pain, then the patient's going to benefit from it, and they see a more rapid recovery because of that.
You're really seeing it. It's helpful for patients of all ages is kind of what I'm hearing here.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, most definitely. Any more to add on that? And when we talk about the numbers that you're perhaps going to be able to help, any idea how many different folks? It sounds like it could be applied in so many different ways, Chad.
Yeah, I mean, the use is unlimited, really. There's very few contraindications, so it's a very safe tool. It's a very well-studied tool. And so, you know, we don't use it on every patient because our traditional methods are often still good. But there are these patients that we can use it on. And you know, our whole goal is to speed recovery and, you know, shorten visits and therapy and get them back to doing their activities of daily living or return to sport and athletic, whatever the patient's goals are. So again, it's just a great tool that we can use in about anybody.
Yep. We do have a phone call, by the way. Let's go ahead and take a call and welcome to In Focus with Dr. Jamie McAtee and also Chad Joyce, and he's the physical therapy manager, of course. Go ahead, please.
Yes, what a blessing your office is. When I blew my knee out, you repaired it immediately. I'm not hobbling around like some of my fitter friends on blown out knees. And then you sent me over to the physical therapy, and what a blessing they were. I saw my neighbors over there. When every one of us went down, we grabbed for the drywall, and there's nothing to hold on to, and our knee's out, but we pulled our arm out. And you guys were able to exercise us and get us back working. You know, the two truck wrecks I had, you know, we need the physical therapy. They showed me even the exercises that I need to do the rest of my life to keep my body tone up. And look through that glass mirror there at Dave Thomas and his truck wreck just now. He needs your therapy. Don't leave without putting a bee in his ear. Thank you so much for all your efforts. You've really been a blessing in my life.
He's talking about my co-host, Dave Lewis, who had an accident with a deer this last weekend. And, I mean, there's all sorts. But, you know, I appreciate the listener calling in because it shows you the variety of the different types of injuries I'm sure you have to deal with, whether it be a truck injury or – and, you know, so often we'll hear orthopedic and sports medicine center. We think more, you know, your football players and your folks that are in sports. But there's a lot of people that you see, Dr. McAtee, aside from just sports-related injuries. Let's face it.
Sure. We see, you know, all ages. I've seen babies, you know, weeks out to 99-year-old great-great-grandmothers in our office. And, you know, that was a nice compliment from the caller. And our goal at Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center is really just to provide a great patient experience. And that's from the time they walk in the door till the time they check out to the time they do therapy. Maybe they don't have surgery, maybe they do, but the whole experience, we really strive to make sure that's as as positive as possible.
Why don't we go ahead and go to a break? It's about 9:43. I know we have that. You just barely touched on DARI. Is that how you pronounce it?
That's correct.
Biomechanical Movement Analysis System. We'll get into more detail about that when we come back. And again, we have with us today from the Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, Dr. Jamie McAtee, and also Physical Therapy Manager there, Chad Joyce. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson.